I'm David Delegater. Our guests today are Donna Kovrat and Courtney Tsitsouras from the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic. Welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
The Classic has become an institution, third year now.
Correct.
And you've moved to Yateman's Cove this year.
Yes, absolutely. That was part of the plan. Washington Park was an absolutely wonderful place to begin. Just such a beautiful backdrop. We brought guests in from all over the country and dropped them right in the middle of our urban core. But the riverfront is our personality. It's who we are. And that's the image we want to push out to the nation, is our Rivertown personality. And it allows us to grow and expand.
What was the original goal and perspective of having such an event here?
Donna and I started in 2014, and one of our main goals was to showcase Cincinnati and this region as a culinary capital of the country. And so what we really worked hard at doing right from the very beginning was recruiting, inviting national food writers and beverage writers to the city, because we felt strongly that if they just saw it, they would fall in love with it. And so that's what's been happening. We brought in Bon Appetit magazine and Savour and Wall Street Journal. We're bringing in the New York Times this year. And really, they have. They've gone on to write about the city several times.
Yeah, Esquire magazine, for example, we brought in Dave Wondrich last year, who's the drinks editor for Esquire. And we plopped him in Japs with Molly. I mean, he gave a really wonderful seminar at our event. But then it was, he was out and ended up hanging out with Molly Wellman. And so now, a month ago, Esquire did a feature article on the 18 best bars in the country, and Japs was one of them. And so that's how that happened, and that's why we bring in these writers. We know that if we set them loose on the city, they'll see what we see.
There are, as part of the event, which is a three-day run, September 23rd through 25th, there will be a series of lectures that people can attend. I mean, how does that work?
So we see this as really like the Disney World of festivals, because once you pay one ticket price, you have access to everything in the park, which means we build two kitchens. So we do all kinds of culinary demonstrations and chef competitions. We have a masterclass salon, which is where we do wine tasting seminars and panel discussions. We, in addition to that, have four rounds of unique grand tastings, which means a collection of 30 curated restaurants to taste from. We also have a huge beverage pavilion where we've got 40 boutique wines and craft brews and some non-alcoholic beverages. So it is like, you know, truly music festival layout. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a giant three-day pop-up restaurant with a party added. We have live music. We have a big live grill pavilion with pit masters and all kinds of grills. It's really exciting for us this year, some of the things that we've expanded.
What kind of lectures could I hear?
There's so much. And actually, to get the full scope, you'd really have to go to our website. But, you know, Andy Ricker's one. He's a Michelin award-winning chef, James Beard award-winning chef. And he's coming in from Portland. He's got a restaurant called Pok Pok. He's really famous for Thai grilling. And he'll be doing a Thai grilling demonstration for everybody. But we've got wine tastings. And we have authors coming in from all these publications that we were talking about doing a panel discussion. So there's just a lot of variety.
Yeah, there is everything. There's everything from local craft brewers talking about the renaissance of Cincinnati brewing history. There's cocktail demonstrations. Mike Stankovich, who's a very popular bartender here, doing a 45-minute seminar on Cuban cocktails and the renaissance and the history of how Cuban cocktails came to be. So there is just something for everyone. Molly Weisenberg, who is a James Beard award-winning writer and for a blog called Orangette, but also a book called Homemade Life. She'll be doing a seminar. And most of these seminars are not really lectures. They're more Q&A and very interactive.
So people could learn, theoretically, how to do Hemingway's daiquiri.
There you go. That's exactly it. And taste it. There'll be samples with everything.
So if you go to the website, one of the things that you can click on is about grand tastings. What does that involve?
Well, a grand tasting is what we call basically a huge collection of restaurants where they serve up some of their best inspired bites, but they're thematically a little bit different. So Friday night is all about grilled food, and it's actually also a competition. Some of those national food writers we talked about earlier are actually judging the competition. And so there's going to be grills all over the park and chefs really utilizing those grills, and it's going to be a great party atmosphere. The next day is called Lunch Your Face Off Grand Tasting. So that's another set of restaurants that are going to be delivering brunch and lunch style food. Saturday night, we transition into Feast in the Park, which is a celebration of fine dining. Again, another collection of 30 restaurants. And then Sunday, we do something called Rising Stars Brunch, which is a collection of sous chefs and chef de cuisines and mixologists that often don't get the ink but are deserving of a grand tasting of their own.
So how many of the chefs that will be there over the weekend are local?
About 60 to 70%. And we keep it that way on purpose. This is a way to shine a light on our culinary community. But it's a way of also creating this kind of brotherhood, you know, so we bring in chefs, they all connect, a lot of them go on to form relationships, and these chefs go back to Portland, San Francisco, New York, and tell others how great Cincinnati's food scene is.
What about the wine and beer tastings?
It is a boutique wine and craft brew. I mean, you think about Cincinnati and the renaissance it's experiencing with the beer scene. And so we showcase a lot of that local beer, but we also have regional beer and new beer to try. Same for wine. So it's just a way to complement the great food that we've got going on.
We also make sure that when we bring in the winemakers or distributors or wine houses and beer, is that it's quality. I mean, all of this is curated. You can't just say, you know, if you're bringing in wine, we have a kind of a median set price that it should retail for out in the world so that our guests can really connect to it and taste something really high quality. We're not doing, and I'm not dissing a grocery store wine. There's a lot of good grocery store wines out there, but we're not doing the Barefoot and or Two-Buck Chucks. You know, we're really trying to keep it quality. This is a higher price ticket to, you know, attend this event than some other food events, and we want to make sure that the quality represents that. And then the other thing different about the wine is we have what we call a Somm Slam. We started this 3 years ago. It's become a runaway hit. And so we bring all of these wine experts, local wine experts, sommeliers, wine stewards from restaurants and bars and a country club this year from around the city. And they compete in a blind tasting with five wines. And it's become this big rock star hit, and all of the seated audience gets to blind taste with the same criteria, the same five wines. It's amazing what it's become.
Tell me about the dessert pavilion.
We have on Friday evening and on Saturday evening, our kitchens and demonstration areas and masterclass salon turn into these great dessert pavilions. So we're showcasing pie, we're showcasing cake, we're showcasing chocolate. And so they're all thematically a little bit different. But the cool thing is, you can go into these pavilions, you can actually see the chefs working, kind of doing a live demo and taste the food while they're doing it.
So there's one called Rock and Roll Pie School, and this is Summer Gennetti, who's the pastry chef of all of Michael Simon's restaurants in Cleveland, Lola Bistro. So she'll be doing like a 3 hour, she'll be basically baking pies. You'll be able to go talk to her, watch her bake pies and eat her pies. Next to her will be Brian Newman, who's the pastry chef of Mita's, doing gelato, ice cream, homemade ice creams. Jean-Philippe Sonhomme, who is the chocolatier for French Crust Cafe, will be doing chocolates in the chocolate factory. Ileana, and I can never say her last name correctly, from Sugar Realm Bakery, she'll be doing a live demonstration of these beautiful cakes in our pavilion called Cake Like a Boss. So it's just fun. This is all new for us, and we're really excited.
I want to purchase a ticket. Can I do that through the website?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's important to note they actually go up in price on the days of the event, so it's really a good idea to get your tickets before then.
There's also a wonderful campaign that we launched of where you can support local restaurants and get a discount on a ticket, and it's called EYHO Cincinnati, a hashtag campaign, or Eat Your Heart Out Cincinnati. And basically, you go into one of our participating restaurants and spend $20, and the server gives you a unique discount card, code.
You can find the list of those restaurants right on our website as well.
So it's just a way to support our local restaurants and get a discount.
Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic, September 23rd to 25th. We've been talking with Donna Kovret and Courtney Sitouris, the co-founders. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks
for having
us. Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.